With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It hasn't taken long for President Donald Trump to carry out his promise of strengthening security at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Migrants who had appointments to enter the U.S. using the app CBP One saw those appointments canceled. CBP One is an online lottery system that gives appointments to 1,450 people each day at 8 border crossings to enter on parole. Trump had said during his inauguration speech that he was declaring a national emergency at the southern border. Even before Trump took the oath of office, the governor of Massachusetts proposed last week that all members of a family staying in emergency shelters would have to be in the country legally. And Democratic Governor Maura Healey said applicants for shelters should have to verify their identity, residency, and status before being housed. Donna Water, Washington.
And the Senate confirming Marco Rubio as Secretary of State, giving President Trump the first member of his cabinet. The vote was unanimous. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon grants a request from Donald Trump's former co-defendants to stop the Justice Department from sharing special counsel Jack Smith's classified documents report with members of Congress. Bernie Bennett with the report.
Cannon wrote in an order published Tuesday, quote, "In short, the department offers no valid justification for the purportedly urgent desire to release two members of Congress case information in an ongoing criminal proceeding." Cannon dismissed the classified documents case in July. The DOJ had appealed Cannon's dismissal and then withdrew the appeal as to Trump after he won the election. It's still pending as to his former co-defendants, but the DOJ under Trump can fully withdraw the appeal and he can pardon them. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Stocks higher following a mostly encouraging batch of profit reports from big companies. The Dow up 463 points, the NASDAQ adding 92. This is SRN News. Aborted babies will be remembered this week.
A memorial service is to be held Wednesday in front of the Supreme Court building here in Washington to remember all the unborn babies killed by abortion since the procedure was legalized in 1972. The event will be co-sponsored by several pro-life groups, including the Christian Defense Coalition and Faith and Liberty. After the service, 3,000 flowers will be left on the ground, signifying the average number of daily abortions in this country before Roe v. Wade was repealed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from parents in suburban Washington who want to pull their children from elementary school classes that use books that promote homosexuality. The justices say they will review an appeals court decision that went against parents in Montgomery County, Maryland. The plaintiffs argue that public schools cannot force kids to participate in instruction that violates their faith. This is SRN News. In Lake Charles, Louisiana, the National Weather Service meteorologist Donald Jones says snow and ice making travel difficult in affected states.
We are seeing a lot of ice on roadways this morning. In fact, we've had a couple of our employees here at our office had to make it into the office this morning, and they were saying they were struggling to get here. They had to go very, very slow, less than about 20 miles an hour, and even then their vehicles were slipping and sliding on some of the thin layers of ice that have developed on the roads this morning.
The first blizzard warning issued for southeast Texas and southwest Louisiana. A U.S. Border Patrol agent fatally shot in northern Vermont. The acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security said in a statement the agent was killed Monday in the line of duty. A second suspect taken into custody. Vermont State Police say the shooting happened in the afternoon on Interstate 91 in Coventry. More details at SRNNews.com.